So today we're going to discuss continuation from last week a little bit, but this week very much related to hanging pictures up of Gedolim, or maybe taking pictures of Gedolim and creating images of people, sculptures and paintings and photography. So there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis which tells us that Kol HaPartzufus Mutarim Chutz MiPirtuf Adam. Every type of image you make is permitted except for the image of a person. So that means a lion, an animal, anything you want you can make. Last week we spoke about the moon and the sun and the stars. That, we said, is a big problem to make any types of pictures, whether it's a 3D image or even a flat image. That was a problem. But with respect to making images of things in this world, animals and birds, and that's all permitted except for making pirts of Adam. You cannot make a person's face. That's what the Gemara clearly says in Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. So Tosos there writes, we saw this Tosos last week, but now our focus is on with respect to the person's image. So Tosos there was talking about the Gemara, and Rabbi Gamliel had a luach in his bezdin of all the different shapes of the moon. And the Gemara says, how is that allowed? How could you have a shape of the moon? And Tosos says here that when it comes, look inside number two, he makes the following very important distinction when it comes to a flat image and a 3D image. So Tosos writes that ki bechama, when it comes to the sun, ulevana, and the moon, umazalos, and the various stars, ein chilek bein bolt in the shokin. There's no difference whether or not it's a image that's 3D or whether it's shokin, which is flat or maybe even sunken. There's no distinction. You can never make a picture of a moon, a sun, or stars. V'chein birukia shokinheim, but velo maflik b'hachi eli gavei pirtufim. The only time you have a distinction between 3D and flat is with respect to a face, an image. Tosis is saying, the only isser of making a face or a person is a 3D image, a sculpture, is going to be usser. But to have a flat image, to take a picture, or paint something, according to Tosfos, that's permitted to have a painting or a picture of a person. Flat images are permitted for people's faces. Why? So we'll have to go through, we'll explain why that is. We're going to get to the bottom of this, hopefully. But that's the distinction he makes. So then the Rambam writes the same thing as Tosfos, number three, that Hilchos Avodah Zarah Per Gimel. V'ein aser latzur lenoi elatzuras ha'adam bilvad. He's talking about different images. You're not allowed to make an image of a face, a person. And then he adds, v'hu shetihei hatzur boletes. It's only true, I'm jumping to the bowl now, the iser of making a person's face is only when you're making it boletes, when it's 3D, when it comes off the page. You made a sculpture. But then he says, aval im hayisa tzura mushkas, which means sunken, and I'll add flat as well. If it's flat, o tzura shasmanin, or you use the paint, or crayons, or markers to make an image of a person, hare elu mutaras. So the Rambam and Tosos both say you're allowed to have flat images, completely fine. So Shulchan Aruch clearly says the same thing, just to read this inside. Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Tosos and the Rambam. He first says you can't make any images of things found up in Shemayim. What does that mean? The four faces that are next to each other. Anyone know what that's referring to?
Merkava.
Merkava, right? The four images that are on the Kisei HaKavod. What are the four?
Nesher, Aryeh.
Aryeh, Nesher.
Shor.
Shor
and Adam.
Shor and Adam. Right, so you know the, no, Kruv. It's Kruv. Kruv and Adam. The different thing. But the Gemara in Chagiga says Kruv. The famous Reb Tzadok who talks about that Yaakov Avinu, when he was sleeping below, he fell asleep and he saw the dream in Makom HaMikdash. And he says, V'anochli Yadati, I didn't know I was. My face was on that Kisei HaKavod. So the word Anochi stands for Aleph is Aryeh, Nun is Nesher, Chaf is Kruv, a baby's face, and Yud is Yaakov Avinu. Anochli Yadati, I didn't know I, Rosh HaTevos, myself, Yaakov, I didn't know I was on the Kisei HaKavod. He didn't realize how powerful Yaakov Avinu really was. So,
clarification,
yeah.
Mamish 3D, or if it looks like it's 3D?
Mamish 3D, yeah.
You can make it more.
Yeah. So Shulchan Aruch says you can't make those images. And Cain, Tziros, Hasrafim, Vofanim, Malachi, Asharis, different types of angels. Again, I don't know how any of these angels look. There's some Sukkim in Yeshayahu which talks about six wings. But if you know what an angel looks like, you can't draw those either. V'cheina, Tziras, Adam, Levado, the Mechaber says you can't make a person's face. Kol elu asur asur lasos afilahem lenoi. If it's even simply to decorate your home, you're not allowed to have a face. I had a tie once that had I don't know who made the tie. Some fancy tie someone got me. So like on the inside it had a picture like of a person. Like
Garcia.
Yeah, what it was? Yeah.
Grateful Dead.
Okay, I don't think it could have been. Either way, there's like a picture of someone's face on the tie, which is a very strange thing. I wouldn't wear it; it would be weird. But either way, you're allowed to. The Mechaber says because if it's Lenoy, it's also Lenoy. But he says Bamed Vamamurim Biboletes. Only if it's protruding is it going to be a problem. Aval Bishokas, if it's sunken or flat, Kaosim Shorgin Bibega, like those that weave on people's clothing, like that tie I had. Ushimitsayarim because of simanim, or you make a nice tapestry on the wall of a person's face, that's mutter lasosam. So right now, any pictures are permitted. Flat pictures, yeah.
Is this talking about you making it or you buying a picture?
Yeah, either one. Either right now, it's talking about being mitsayar, which is you're actually making the image themselves.
Right.
You color. So certainly.
So
there's a 3D. So that's another issue we spoke last week. We'll get to at the end. Holding on to, it's called Shehiyah. So you're doing Shabbos also. Shehiyah is also a Avodah Zarah. To hold on to, delay, holding on to an image would also be a problem. So anything that you can't make, you can't keep either. Exactly.
What those children's books that open up and then these...
Oh, it's interesting.
From that, so it's,
right.
It's not really 3D.
It looks like... It's more like more than your case even, because it really does come out, but it's not really 3D. It just pops out. So, yeah, those things. So, I didn't see that addressed. My guess would be it wouldn't be considered 3D. That's my guess. It just gives off the impression as if it's coming out, but it's really a flat piece of a person. And it's only if it's a person's face, but I guess they have those books with people also in it. So,
last time you said it has to look real.
Right.
No kid's gonna say, "Daddy, if it's your picture,
popping out
open."
No, now they have like really, they have good images. They can make people look real. They can make the cartoon. Mm-hmm. So, but I would imagine, I don't know. I would imagine that wouldn't fall under the category of 3D though. That's my guess. So right now it sounds very permitted to have flat images of people of Gedolim. But then there's this Taz. The Taz writes in Hilchos Yardaya. All the halachas we've been talking about are found in Yardaya Simin Kuf Mem Aleph. So the Taz in number 5 quotes from the Ramban. And the Ramban writes, Dumus Adam, the face of a person, is Asur, Mishum Shinemar Lo Tasunosi, don't make me or anything like me. And since Tzelem Elokim, man created with Tzelem Elokim, so Adam is Bechlal, that Isur. Kidmush Ani Maratzmi Lenevim, the way I appear to Nevim, Elu Asur, that's forbidden, Bain Shokea, Bain Bolit. You cannot make an image of man, whether it's a 3D image or even if it's sunken or flat. That's the shita of the Ramban, and the Taz quotes this Ramban. So he says, V'im Kain, jumping down a couple lines, Teima al Shulchan Aruch. It's very problematic as to why the Shulchan Aruch shelo hevi das Ramban. Why doesn't he quote this Ramban? Ule inin halacha, says the Taz, Vadai she'ein lahakel klal neged divrei Ramban. We shouldn't be lenient against the position of the Ramban. Vatur Masikain, the tour also concludes this way. V'chein Haran. So now we're in big trouble. The Ran is very not happy with the position. The Taz not happy with the position of the Shulchan Aruch, and you should not have any flat images of people. So now, right now we're stuck. We're going to come back to this a little bit. But just so I don't leave you hanging so much, no pun intended there, that the practice is, many, as we'll see in the Vadi Yosef later on, the practice is to be make like the Shulchan Aruch. Because Shulchan Aruch writes that you're allowed to have flat images of men, of people, you're allowed to, but we'll go to the sugi a little bit further, but that's the bottom line. You're allowed to, there are those who want to be machmir, but really you are allowed to. When we learned Hilchos Sukkah early in the year, we did had a shir here at Nice, so we came across an interesting Halicha Shlomo. Halicha Shlomo is a sefer with all of Shlomo Zalman's halachas, was written by a Talmud. And in one of the footnotes, we saw that it was discussing the various decorations in a sukkah. And very interestingly, there Shlomo Zalman had hanging Gedolim pictures in his sukkah, it described. And it said, even though Shlomo Zalman didn't have any Gedolim pictures in his house, he would hang them in his sukkah. So we were joking, he probably had a mirror in his sukkah, because he was just looking at himself as the God of Hador. But we see from that note, assuming that footnote was an accurate description of what he had accomplished, so then he permitted having Gedolim pictures in his own sukkah. Now, why he didn't have it in the home, I don't know. It didn't address that. Just pointed out, this was the observation. He didn't have it in the home, he had it in the sukkah. And that's how many, many paskin. You're going to look in a number of Gedolim books. I'm reading now the biography on the Brisker Rav. And there you have a picture of Rav Chaim, who posed for a picture. It was a painting of him. They show a picture of what that painting looked like, where he's sitting down and he had to pose because he had to have a passport made of himself, and it was a flat image. So the Gdolim Kimat all permit, the Posim Kimat all permit taking pictures, hanging pictures, art of people. But we're going to go through the sugi a little bit further. And there's one other point. Those who are Svardim do Paskin like the Mechaber, but those who are very into learning Kabbalah, Alpi Kabbalah, there's a big idiom of not having your image anywhere. Ruach HaTumah. That's why a lot of Mekubalim will not look at a camera. They're very uncomfortable with pictures. If they try to catch you, they'll probably look down so you don't see their full image. But Mirker Din, if we stop here, you walk away with it's completely permitted to take pictures, photographs, and paintings. Yes?
The Bob Freud, right? Let people take pictures all the time.
Right.
He had one photographer.
So that's in line with everything that we're saying here. So let's go a little bit further now into the Sugi, though. Kabbalah. Right. Well, that's a bigger question of when Kabbalah and Halacha clash. How do you paskin? So that's an interesting discussion. Maybe you could say that for another week. But apparently in that case, at least, he paskin like halacha. And the Mishnah Berurah talks about it. Mishnah Berurah says, we always paskin if it's halacha versus Kabbalah, halacha always wins.
What about because I have pictures of the athletes on their walls? Is that...
Right.
We all did that.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, there is no difference of who it is.
Okay.
To me, it would only be a question of hashkafa,
right.
That. But I grew up with having Bernie Williams and Derek Jeter on my wall, and whoever else, other baseball, David Cohn and Darryl Strawberry, those times in the Yankees. I'm trying to think who else was on that image of them winning the World Series in 96, 97. Doc Gooden, maybe.
That's me, practical.
So, says the Yankees are okay with the Mets and Mets.
Yeah, Mets, yeah. So, David Cohen, he switched. So, I had him on the Yankee jersey, no Met jersey.
But there's not an Indian about Bodhisattva, like the kids.
So, that other Indian, so there is another concern, there's an interesting topic, another point, but there is an Isser of Lo Sechanim. The Gemara in Bodhisattva says Lo Sechanim, that you can't give, there are three Isurim under the Isser Lo Sechanim. Lo Sechanim means you can't give Matnas Chinam, you can't give a free gift to a non-Jew. You see, you're at a store, they ordered extra fries, let's say, and you see a nice guy next to you, you give the fries, I didn't touch them, they're all yours. You could do that to a Jew, but not to a non-Jew. That's called a free gift. If, let's say, you have a relationship with the guy, he's an employee of yours or employer, or you just know him from the neighbor, he's your neighbor. So then you're allowed to give gifts because it's part of that relationship that you have with him. You could tip a waiter because they're paying for a service. You could give a present to your mailman. That's all allowed. But there's another Isser Lo Sechanim. You can't sell kark in there to sell to them. And the other one is low. You can't give chen. You can't give how great they are. You can't say how great LeBron James is. You can't describe how pretty this person is or how handsome this person is. So the question would become, I'm not saying, I'm wondering if putting a picture of them, is that a way of Lo Sechanim? I don't know. Rashi says there in Avodah Zarah that you have to articulate it. So I don't know if hanging a picture would be the equivalent of that. So it would probably just be a hashkafic question, which we all went through.
What if you have Muhammad Ali with a poster that says the greatest?
Okay. It's a question whether Ksiva Kamir Dami, maybe. But you didn't write it, though. So maybe... Okay. So now look at the Rush, number 6. The bottom here, page number 1. And the Rush writes that... just reading the last line of the Rush in the bold, about Suras HaRosh, below Guf Shalem, Mutter. Making the head alone is Mutter. Below Tasunosi Darshinan, Vigam Chashaleka, Emain called Mushalem. It has to be a complete image. And having a face alone is not a problem. So the Rush is actually talking about even making a sculpture. So according to the Rush, certainly a flat image. We already showed from the Shulchan Aruch that a flat image is permitted. But the Rush is even a sculpture, 3D image of just the head alone, is completely permitted according to the Rush. Now, the Pesach Teshuva quotes from a discussion of Yaakov Emden. And he reinterprets this Rush completely different. Look at number 7, the Pesach Teshuva, quoting from the Rush. This is the Rav Yaakov Emden's understanding of the Rush. Af deharosh kasav sherosh below guf ein iser. Even though the Rush writes that making a head, a sculpture of a head without a body, ein iser lo beosev lo memotze, there's no iser in making it, there's no iser in finding it and keeping it. Kavanaso, he understands the Rush, al rosh shalem otum, bili tziras panim nikaris. What it means is a flat face, meaning no eyes or nose, or unclear what he means, but it's not clear that it's a person. You sculpture a head, and then you don't make the lines of the nostrils or the eyes. It's somewhat of a flat, unclear face. So the head is complete, and you have a hair maybe and ears, but the face seems to be flat and blurred. That's his understanding. And that's the only heter, according to the Rush, that's what Rav Yaakov Emden seems to assume. And then he writes further that Avar Rosh v'guf b'hadadeh b'dimus adam shalem, he says, is asr as well. So let's say either you have a face alone that's blurred is permitted, but if it's a face with the clear distinction of eyes and nose, that would be asr. Then he also adds, if you have a full body and the face is blurred, that's also asr. So if you make a face, I don't know what an example would be, but again, those are the two yisurim according to the Rush. Either a full head with a clear face is asr, or a full body, even though the face is blurred. Those are two yisurim. That's how Rav Yaakov Emden understands the shita of the Rush. Right.
There's a distinction between
the avos
and someone you know what they look like, you know.
Yeah. So that's that to me is just a religious thing. I think no halacha. That they don't want to give you in a false impression of what Avraham Avinu look like or Yitzchak. That's my guess. I don't know if there's any. I haven't seen anything.
Nothing. Yeah.
Right. But now, as I'm thinking about this would be very relevant for mannequins. Right? Mannequins don't have a face. They have like just a nose. You don't see like eyes or anything. But it's a full body. So making mannequins, now that I'm thinking about it, it is discussed. I don't remember where I saw this. Making mannequins and even holding on to mannequins, according to this, would be a problem. Because it's a full body, even though the face is not very clear. So that's a shaila. Those who own any department stores would be a shaila. What? Bobbleheads are those that you could see the face though, right?
Yes,
that's a full face. I'm saying so it's disconnected. Like they have a little whatever that spring connecting. What?
Unrealistic.
I mean, they look pretty good though. They're pretty good. Yeah, they're pretty good. I've seen them. Yeah, it's a little weird because the head's much bigger than the body, but that's just to make. But this gets into a more relevant question of dolls. What about dolls? Dolls are a real problem. So we'll get to that afterwards. My daughters are not going to be very happy when I come home today from this year. I already warned them. I'm looking into this a little bit. So all those American dolls that they have, so we'll see whether that's allowed or not.
So would the bobblehead be a problem?
So in theory, it could be a problem. A bobblehead could, in theory, be a problem of this, yeah. We'll get to the end whether lamaisa nowadays it is. But a full body, and that's a full face also, that everyone would agree is a problem. The only head of the Rush was if something about the face was different. So the Rush seemed to say a head alone is okay. But the Rav Yaakov Emden said, no, it's a head with a blurred face is okay. Mm-hmm. But once there's a clear face, even if it's a head alone, he thought it was a problem.
But the coming full time, like the next iteration of you just put the phone in front, you just turn it around your head, and you've got a printable 3D of your face. It's a big deal.
Uh-huh.
Like a big deal.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know.
Okay, you working on that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. Fine. Now, the Shach talks about a different case. He talks about, what about a profile? Just the person's profile alone. Is that going to be permitted? Maybe that's a heter. The Rosh had a heter of the head alone. Rav Yaakov Emden said only if the head, the face is blurred. So the Shach in number 8 says, Aval lo chatzi atzir, half a face, which is to me a profile, kederach kitas hametzayarim, just like some of the painters would do, tzad echad shatzir, only one side of the person's face, so that's permitted. So we have a heter. If you get a profile, again, we're talking about sculpture right now. Oh, right now, flat images are really okay. If you have a sculpture of the side of a person's face and the other half is just flat, you put it against the wall, let's say, and it just protrudes just his profile, that, according to the Shach, is permitted. Now, the Shach then kind of retracts in the next number here. He ends up saying, he quotes a smag at the end of number 9 here, and he says, "Da'afilu ba'adam ein chilek." It's no difference whether it's a half face, a profile, or a full face. Uli olam aser, the smag says. And the Shach concludes, Hamachmir bechozos havo alav bracha. So Shach concludes, you shouldn't rely on the heter of a profile either.
But that profile, the heter is just for the face or the body?
It wasn't addressed here. It's a good question. I'm not sure. I understood it to be the face, but I think it's a good point. It's not, they don't specify which one it's talking about. Good point. Now, in the end of the day, the Chuvas Sheva Levi was asked this question. We're going to come back to him at the end here. But just look at number 10. He was addressing this Rav Yaakov Emden, where Rav Yaakov Emden tried to qualify the Rush's heter, where the Rush permitted you to have a sculpture of a person's full head. And again, Rav Yaakov Emden said it's only if you blur the face. The Rav Vazna writes in number 10, Kol HaGdolim Chalkmaza. Everyone argues in Rav Yaakov Emden, Umimela harash medaber b'pirtiv panim mamish. He allows a full face with all the features. V'yafa pikein eino aser ela b'koma shlema. The only time a sculpture is aser if you have a full body from head to toe and a full clear face. That's how Rav Elzner paskins. So according to this, a mannequin would be permitted because there isn't a clear face according to the Rush. Unless maybe they have fancier ones now. I don't know. Maybe Sheldon would know better than I. The latest 3D images. But mannequins would seemingly be okay for Rav Sheva Levi. So right now the only issue is if you have a full body of a person. Now, when I was younger, when I was in high school, I think it was, one time my brother, he called me into his room, my older brother. So I knocked on the door, he said, come in. So I came in and I jumped. So he got a life size, he bought a life-size picture of Shaquille O'Neal. So the 7'2", big black guy, I'm heavy, you know, I walked and I had jumped. So it wasn't 3D though, it was just a flat standing image. But the only real issue right now, it would seem to be, is having a full sculpture from head to toe and a clear face as well.
What's considered not full? Like if you was missing one toe.
Ah, very good. Excellent. So we're going to get to the end. How would you, let's say you want to hold on to dolls or your bobbleheads. What could you do to make it not full anymore? Taking off the nose, the ear, so we're going to address it. Very, very good. Excellent. Speaking of that, my cousin I just saw, speaking of basketball players, he was in L.A. last week, and he was in the elevator, and some guy put his hand in to hold the door, and he said, hey, good morning, how you doing? And it was Charles Barkley. It's this huge, big guy, the friendliest guy you could possibly imagine, walked into the elevator, was wishing me have a great day, a good morning, and all the best to you. He was shocked seeing him play basketball the way he played. He was extremely friendly. He's a big guy. Yeah.
There's a museum, I don't know what it's called, but where the kids go, we took the kids.
The Wax Museum?
Yeah, the Wax Museum. Mm-hmm. Mom is full, and they look exactly like
this. Yeah.
Does that be a problem to go to those or to see?
I didn't even think about that. I mean, certainly to make them would be this problem.
Right.
Yeah,
to go. Wow, that's really dirty.
That's a good question. My guess...
You get enough from something like that.
Right. So there is no problem of hana. We spoke last time that if you have any of these images, you are actually allowed to sell them. You could sell them. You're allowed to sell them, and you can get hana from them. Okay. Now, so therefore, you could get hana from these images as well, that you go to this wax museum. I'm guessing. I didn't ask anyone. I'm just thinking out loud. And further, you could question whether ri'iyah is considered hana anyways. Looking at something isn't necessarily called hana, not called benefit. That's based on sugyas in Pesachim, the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi talk about getting hana. They have by the Simchas Beis Shoeva. So the Gemara in Shabbos says that it was so light from the Simchas Beis Shoeva that women were able to bake from the light. And nighttime, they could bake from the light that was coming out of the Beis HaMikdash, from the Simchas Beis Shoeva. So Tosfos there in Shabbos asks the question, I don't understand, isn't aser to get hana from the Beis HaMikdash? So he says that one answer is that no, there's no real iser hana because it's ri'iyah. We paskin that there's no hana by ri'iyah. But then he quotes from the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says, no, there is iser hana by ri'iyah. And what the Gemara means that women were baking from that light is that they were able to, in theory, because it was so bright, but they wouldn't actually use that light to bake with. But we paskin like the Bavli that there is no iser hana by ri'iyah. So I would guess that it would be permitted, but I didn't look into it enough. But don't make them, all right? Don't make them. Fine. So let's go a little further now. Let's jump now to an interesting Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Tzadi, Zayin Amud Beis, number 12. The Gemara is talking about the coin that used to be used in Yerushalayim. And the Gemara says, Ezu Matbea Shel Yerushalayim, what was the coin of Yerushalayim? David Ushlomo Mitad Echad. David and his son were on one side of the coin. V'Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh Mitad Acher. And the other side was a picture of Yerushalayim. What was the coin that Avram Avinu used? There was a man, a picture of an older man and an older lady on one side. And there was a young man and girl on the other side of the coin. Interesting. Okay. So Tosus asks the question number 13. He quotes a Bereishis Rabbah. This is the bottom of page number 2. Darish Vagadla Shemecha, the Pasuk says, I'm going to make your name great. Sheyotelo Muntin Munitin Volam. You're going to have coins that are a currency that is going to be a mint that's with your image on it. So, ma'u monitin, what is the mint? What's the coin used? Zakin vizakena mikan, ubachar bechura mikan, the Medrash says, like our Gemara. An elderly lady and a man on one side, and a young boy and girl on the other side. So, Tosos comments, v'nira mikan, rather, nira lo shayat bot suras zakin vizakena mikan, ubachar bechura mikan. It's not that there was an image of a man and woman on each side. You're not allowed to make an image of a person, we just said. It would write the word Zaken, Zayin Kuvnun, and Zakena on one side. And the other side, it was written Bachur Besula. And that's what Rashi says as well, with respect to David and Shlomo and Yerushalayim, Yerkodesh. But did not have any image of a man of Avram or David Shlomo. No one was on him. So you see from here.
Wasn't that be like the head of the Rosh, by the face, even if you don't really have. Can't be through the eyes and ears and stuff like that.
So you must have learned Rav Avadya Yosef before then. You must be a Sephardi. Very good. No, that's exactly what Rav Avadya Yosef says. Why couldn't he use the heter of the Rosh? So look at number 14. We're going to go through the Shuvas Rav Avadya. Rav Avadya writes, we're going to just read the bowl that we always do, numbers 14. So Rav Avadya quotes in Yavia Omer, Chelek Dalet, he quotes this Gemara in Baba Kama and the Tosfos. And he writes in the bowl, Ulechora, Hayamakum lefarish. There would be room to explain differently. Shehayam b'matbeya tsuras Avram v'Sara. You could say that there really was an image of Avram and Sarah on one side, and chen haya tsuras David Shlomo. Ela shelo haya shleimim b'chol kamosim. It wasn't a full body picture of them. Rak tsuras pirtav bilva, like the Rush said, it was just the picture of his head, and the Rush said that was completely permitted. Ukemoshe kasev maran b'yod yordeya the Shulchan Aruch. We didn't see the Shulchan Aruch, but he writes, it was on the previous page, I didn't read it, that it's only asur if you have the entire body, every part, every limb. About tsuras rosh bilvad, the head alone, ein bazesh shum iser, la b'motzei v'la b'osa. There's no iser. If it's just the head, then it's completely permitted to make it and to find it. So then he writes, he quotes a number of tshuvas who argue, but what's the conclusion of Rav Avadya Yosef? Look at Mikol Makom. Hadavar Pashit is clear to me. Shemeachar Shemaran HaShulchan Aruch Pasuk Lahatir Vaday She'ein La'arir Al Zeh B'Sofo B'Shara. You should not question the Shulchan Aruch Psak. This is certainly Rav Avadya talking about the Mechaber. He's trying to bring Mechaber back to life. There's a certain period of time in the Sephardim where they weren't as careful for the Mechaber. They were following other Piskei Halacha. The Rav Avadya is one of his main missions in life was to bring Mechaber back as the main source of Halacha. So the Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter. Don't question it. It's completely mutter to have a picture of a Rosh alone, even if it's Avram, Sarah, and even to your point, Avram, Sarah, even the Tzadikim, David and Shlomo. He does quote a Tshuvas Divrei Malkiel. If you read a little bit further, that Afalpi, even though Tshuvas Divrei Malkiel, Kosev Lahachmir Bezai, that he was stringent. And She'oser Lasos Tzuras Adam Afilu B'Tzeva B'Dio. He prohibited even making a painting with ink and with paint. He thought, which is very interesting, there's different types of paintings you could buy. There's, sometimes the paintings are simply copies, flat images. Sometimes you have real paintings which have texture to them, where it comes out, they're bullet. And sometimes...
The oil paintings are like that.
Oil or acrylic is protruding.
You know? Yeah, whatever, but it has paint, you could touch the paint, there's texture. And sometimes they have like the hybrid where it's really a copy, but they just like make some marks to make it real, even though it's not real. So he, Divrei Malkiel, felt that even a painting is considered boletes. It's not 3D, but if there's any texture, if it's not flat, he felt that's considered bolet. Ushekol bal hanefesh yochush lazeh. As I always say, everyone who spends their Sunday morning, that's everyone here, is considered bal nefesh, guys. If you're giving up your Sunday mornings, you're in this category. There's no escaping now. So... Kol bal nefesh yachush lazeh. Ubavonos harabim bizman hazeh. Nowadays, nase keheter litzayer tmunas adam aidei photography. And nowadays, he doesn't get it. Where everyone permitted taking pictures, it's not allowed. V'chol yisrael kosher yirchak mizeh. It's a very strong language. Everyone who considers himself a yisrael kosher should distance himself from allowing any picture or painting. Ubefrat shalpi amukubalim nimshach ruach hatuma al tzura. More than that, Afikabala, there's some ruach tuma that hangs out around these pictures of your face. That's the Divrei Malkiel. So says Rav Avadya, despite the fact that he's very strong in his position, hinei shana mishnasa mishnas chasidim. We live in a very different time. Umeikra din ein lochush b'tzuras photography or cloud. Don't be concerned at all with taking pictures, having images. V'adifa mitzura shel dio v'tzeva. It's better than painting, even right? Photography, a picture. Is completely flat. Painting has a little bit of texture to it. But even that, the texture, Rav Avadya thinks is fine, but certainly photography is completely permitted. Upok chazi mai amadavar litzam. Go see what everyone's doing. The practice of Klal Yisrael is to take pictures, and it's permitted across the board. So that's where we stand. Everyone comfortable with that? Great. Okay. Taz. That he wasn't accepted. The story the Gra writes that we typically pass like the Shach over the Taz, and the reason is again, I'm not saying this. The Gra said this, so it sounds strange saying this, but the Taz was older than the Shach. And the Shach came out with his parish when he was 26 or so. I don't remember exactly his age, but he was in his 20s when he came out with the Shach, which is incredible. Now, the Taz was very... had Chalish Zadas. He wrote his parish first. And then the Shach came along, this young 26-year-old. And who was he to add a parish to the Shulchan Aruch that I already did? And since he felt that it was beneath him for someone to write that, so the Gra writes that he wasn't Zohar, that we passing like the Taz. We oftentimes passing like the Shach over the Taz. That's the Gra says. And it's not made up because the Gemara says this. Why are we passing like the Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, Hillel over Shammai? Because the Gemara in Erevin says, Daf Yud Gimel, that because the Anivus that Hillel had over Shammai, we passing like Hillel. Hillel would always present Shammai's position. If you're trying to present a Shita, you never present the one who argues on you. You present your position. So you present that these are two options. You choose from either one. And you'd also present Shammai's Shita first. Shammai says this way. And I happen to hold this way as a second, as a last thought. So because of that, the Gemara says that the Anivus brought him to winning in the Pesach. So Gra says it's along the same lines, that's why we pass like a Shach over the Taz. Now sometimes we do pass like the Taz also, but that's a general understanding. Yeah.
How would videos play into this? I mean, you see the images are 3D, but on the other hand, there's no there.
Yes, I don't think videos would be considered 3D. 3D means where it's really mamish boletes.
Physically, it's not... It's just an image, like in air. It's not like a sculpture.
Right.
It's a hologram.
I don't think that would be considered a belated. I don't think so.
A hologram, it actually looks...
No, it looks that way. It looks that way. Like comes out 3D glasses. You go to those Disney things. It comes in front. Remember in sports, what that place? Remember that? Sports, well, they used to have that that game with the hologram. We'd play it just because it was cool to see a hologram, but it wasn't a very good game.
Solshi is not a matter of just enjoying a moment of this. It's actually only it, right, entertaining it.
Correct, yeah.
So to just play it for a little bit, or to go to a wax museum, if I'm hearing correctly, that wasn't such a problem.
Correct, exactly. That to me wouldn't be considered owning. Going to a wax museum is not owning. Now, owning pictures, having them on the wall, would be a problem. But it's clear from Rav Avadia and the Shulchan Aruch that there is no problem of any type of photography, unless it's a full image, possibly. Possibly would be a full image, but it seems that even most poskim allow a full image, also a flat image, that is.
Money.
Exactly. So money, like a quarter, George Washington, it's only a profile. So Shach, according to one position, the Shach completely permitted. The Rush, certainly, even the Rush would even allow a front image. Coins are certainly permitted.
Doesn't matter whether or not it's in full color or not. Like, mannequin doesn't really look like a person. It's right. Solid color.
Interesting. I didn't see that addressed, the colors or not. That is certainly an interesting question. I know last week we discussed had to look real. To have a sun or moon to become usher, it would have to really look like the sun. That circle and, like, lines coming out of that won't count, has to really look like a sun. So you're raising the question that mannequins don't look like a real human, obviously. But neither do sculptures. Sculptures are made of gray, stone. The color of mannequins are usually closer to a skin color than the stone. So I would guess the fact that I didn't see anyone address that probably wouldn't be a consideration.
Now they have anatomically correct. They have the mannequins that look exactly like a person.
No, it depends what color skin you have. There's so many shades. Yeah, I know. Okay. Let's talk about the question of, let's talk about dolls now. Dolls and bobbleheads. So everyone agrees that you cannot make an image of a full body. You can't make dolls, you can't make bobbleheads, you shouldn't be in that business. Because that, everyone agrees, is a full 3D sculpture image. Whether you sculpted it or you did whatever machine to make these things, that'd be usur. So you're allowed to have them though, which is called shehiyah in this world. It's called shehiyah. Holding on to such a iser, is that a problem or not? So is that allowed? So if you look at Chachamas Adam, we quoted this last week with regards to images of the sun and the moon. We're going to quote it again today. So those of you who want to hold on to dolls and keep your dolls, or at least your daughters or whoever else has dolls, so you should hold on to the Chachamas Adam, and then you can walk out after this. So Chachamas Adam writes in number 15, V'nir li, the tzuras Adam bizman hazeh mutter, nowadays an image of a man, even a full body, is permitted to be to hold on to. The only reason why you can't, shehi is usr. The isr midiraisa is only to make images. To hold on to images, buy an image that someone else made, is not an isr midiraisa. It's a isr midirbanan. People are going to be choshed in me that I did a avodah zarah. So the whole basis of holding on to an item is only an isr midirbanan of chashad. V'yadu, and it's well known, d'bizman hazeh, in ovdin l'tzuras adam. Nowadays, nobody serves man. No one serves, worships idols, at least where we live, and therefore there's no chashash anymore. So therefore, you're allowed to hold on to dolls. You can keep dolls and bobbleheads and stuff like that.
Why would you be able to I see people worshiping Yashko all the time, right?
No, that were the not the idol.
The image.
Yeah, I do that. I've never seen anyone do that, but I. Yeah.
So what would be the issue making it then?
The pasuk says.
If the whole reason why you go out and have it is not worship, then why can't you?
No, the pasuk says you can't make them. That's no question. You cannot make images of men. That's clear. You can't make idols. Now, that you can't argue in the Torah. The second layer was that midirbanan, if someone else made it, I can't own it though. That Chacham says the owning is an issur midirbanan because Choshesh that maybe I made it or I served it. So Chacham Adam thinks, since no one, at least where we live, well, maybe Yasa hangs out different places than we hang out, but no one worships idols nowadays, in at least in these areas, so there's no chashad anymore that if I own a doll that I actually worship this doll or made this doll, so this is completely permitted.
So you can't own shares in Mattel or Hasbro that makes dolls for a living?
That would seem to be that's a great shaila. It's a great shaila. I would guess it would be a problem. I would have to ask. Reminds me of a different shaila. I'll tell you another. Someone. Yeah. Since I don't know enough about that company, and I don't know enough about this, there is a question. I'll add another point to this. Two other interesting things about owning stocks, and we'll get back to the end of this. Number one is there is a discussion in terms of making idols. So no one really makes idols anymore, or dolls, or action figures. You press a button. Now, that button is really grumma. It causes something else to be made. It's not really me making it. So how direct am I, directly considered responsible for making of this image? I'm not doing the SC. I'm pressing a button. That causes this and that and that and that. And then 3 hours later, I've got a nice Barbie doll, whatever it makes. So that would be the heter of it being grumma, whether that would be us. Or that's my understanding, but I don't know for sure. That would be, the question still would be, if you press the button, is that considered you making it? It could be, or be considered grammar. I don't know. I'm just raising the thoughts. I didn't look into this enough. Yeah, Abby.
If you're just investing in a stock and you're passive, you don't have control over what you do and don't do. So it's not, you're not controlling that process. You're not an owner there.
Well, you are owner. You are owner.
You have an owner, but you have no control. You have no rights. You don't have the ability to do anything.
Yeah, that's fine. But still, the question is, if you're owning something,
I have enough
from
the profit of it.
From the profit you have selling it, correct?
That's all you have. You just have the hanav, the profit.
So I don't know if it's your ownership has some responsibility of allowing them to make it. By you investing money, you're giving them the opportunity to make things.
They send out proxies, by the way, to all the stockholders about the voting.
So my guess would be it's okay. I'll tell you another interesting shaila comes up relating stock markets, but not this question. There is a Gemara in Pesachim, the Machlokas Tosas Ram Rashba, whether or not it's Isim of the Raisim, Isim of the Rabbanim, to own, get Hana from Machal Tassaros. That when it comes to Bas B'chal, the Torah says, Lo Sevash L'Gidi B'chal Yimo, three times, you can't get Hana, you can't cook, and you can't eat. So you can't get Hana from Bas B'chal. But you can get Hana from other Machal Tassaros. I could get Hana from Nevela, I could get Hana from Trefa, that's all permitted. But the Gemara Pesachim says that it's Aser to do Schora, to make a business out of Machal Tassaros. That's Aser. Tosos holds his Issim Midirbanan, and Rashba holds his Issim Midiraisa. So the Gemara talks about a case, let's say you set up a trap to catch an animal, a deer. So if you catch a deer, that's a kosher animal, you can eat it. But let's say it catches a pig. So the Gemara says, you could sell that pig and get Hana, because that's Bakrai. You didn't go for the pig, a pig got caught in the trap, and that's allowed. But to make a business out of it, the Gemara says it's actually Aser. So Shaila becomes, are you allowed to own stock in McDonald's? Like, McDonald's is an usser. It's usser. It's a trefa. It's a nevela, whatever they're selling there. And you can't make schar out of this. What? It might not be bas b'chalav midiraisa, though. Bas b'chalav midiraisa is only, you can't get hana only in bas b'chalav midiraisa. So the problem is manyfold. That's a whole other shaila, whether it really is. But it's most likely not bas b'chalav midiraisa, though. So it wouldn't be an isser midiraisa of hana, but it'd be an isser midirban of getting schara, making money, profit off of non-kosher animals or non-kosher foods. So therefore, if you own stock in McDonald's, you really shouldn't. So someone asked me a few months ago about he owned a stock in Chipotle, right? Chipotle makes sense? Yeah, Chipotle, yeah. And he really was doing very, very well. And those who are following knows what the end of the story is going to be. He was doing very well. I said, you know, you really shouldn't hold any stocks in this. He wasn't very happy. But after he sold it, it tanked. So he was very thankful afterwards. He saved a lot of money. What? Yeah, I don't follow details. I just, whatever he told me, I was able to, I don't follow regularly. But either way, so yeah, so I hear, my guess is it probably wouldn't be also to hold stocks in this these types of making dolls, but I don't know 100% sure. I could bleed neither look into it. Now let's just take one last position here. Chuvas Sheva Levi. There. Yeah. I just follow the halacha. What happens is following halacha usually puts you in a good position. Yeah. No, I think he just avoided a loss. I don't know if he made profit off it. Okay. And let's just lastly, so about dolls, owning dolls now and owning bobbleheads. So Chachmas Adam says it's permitted because no one wants to. And he does have this line, if you want to be machmir, you could knock out the eye. He says, "Imsima eno," you could blind it. Obviously, you're not blinding a doll; it doesn't, can't see. But he means is you take out an eye of the doll. So that's one way of making it no longer full. Your question: how shalom does it have to be? So Vazner writes, and this is the position of the Chazon Ish and Rav Yashiv, that owning dolls—they weren't talking about bobbleheads, but the same halacha would apply. If you take off their nose or some part of their face where it's clear that someone broke it, that would be the heter to holding on to dolls and bobbleheads. So the question is, where do you guys find yourselves? Do you want to be like the Chachmas Adam and keep the dolls, which is permitted? Or you have Rav Vazner, Rav Yashiv on the other side, Chazon Ish, which says that if you want to hold on to dolls, make sure to cut off an ear or nose. So that's where we end. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just presenting the positions here. But I'll tell you this much. My daughters are not going to be very happy when I get home right now. Okay, next week, by the way, there is no shir. I'm not.